Good morning, Gratitude Seeker. Unfortunately, summer is over. But have you given yourself the time to reflect on what was great about this summer? Let's do that right now and relive the beautiful moments that we've experienced this summer. Are you ready? Let's start by taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. I'm feeling particularly great this morning because I started my day with a gratitude meditation, a guided gratitude meditation. And it's actually the meditation that I created for you, for the gratitude seekers. And to my amazement, it's really, really, really popular. Like in all of the episodes that I ever did with big guests, with smaller guests, with everyone, this is the most popular episode ever on the Gratitude Podcast. So if you're not already using this gratitude meditation, I totally recommend it. It's a 10-minute short meditation. And you can find it really easily by searching for guided gratitude meditation on your app of choice. But let's get back to our amazing summer, okay? I will tell you my story with this and most probably you will be able to relate. In spring of this year, I envisioned how the perfect summer would be. And it would include going out with friends in the evenings, traveling on the weekends, spending time with family, and spending as much time as possible in the pool. And all of those things happened. At times we would meet with some friends, eat, and afterwards we would go and meet with other friends. Or we actually got into the situation in which we wanted to spend at least one weekend home because we were leaving every weekend. So even though it's a bit sad that summer is over, I feel fulfilled, I feel overflowing when I think about it, because it really was like I envisioned it and how I would have loved it to be. I'm not saying that there weren't challenges or that I didn't have to work a lot in some times, but even the work was rewarding, so I can't complain. So what was great about your summer? What are those things that you did that brought you fulfillment, that made you happy, that made you enjoy this summer quite a lot? If you're in other parts of the world where it was not summer during this season, you can think about your own season and what were the beautiful things about that particular season for you. What's the best experience that you had this summer? And what was so great about it? What do you appreciate about it so much? This exercise is very helpful for us to understand, to realize that we have richness in our life. We have many reasons for joy, for gratitude, and it puts us in a state of openness, of receiving, of joy. And it gives us the hope and maybe even the belief that we can create an autumn that's as beautiful or even more beautiful and fulfilling than the summer was. To make sure it will be, in the following months, I will share with you mine and my girlfriend's experience with essential oils. I was very skeptical about these things, even though I felt the benefits of the essential oils. Every time I went to my massage therapist that was using these oils for the massage session. But one thing that blew my mind and I think is so interesting about the pure oils is the fact that they bypass a part of our brain that's in charge with critical thinking and will change our mood in an instant. And I believe that the quality of our life is given by the quality of the feelings that we feel each and every day. And of course, from another perspective, the better we feel, the more positive feelings we have, the better things we attract. That's why gratitude has been so powerful for me. But we'll talk more about these topics in the next period of time. But until then, remember what was great about this summer. And don't forget to start your day with gratitude. And for that, I really, really recommend the guided gratitude meditation that you can find on the Gratitude Podcast. Thanks a lot for listening. I wish you an amazing day, an amazing week. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude. Thank you.